My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Belinda gets grilled on everything. And will Davin go in the dark room with her? Listen and enjoy.
Yeah. So we touched on it just right now, the African scammers.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
No, I just like, oh, yeah, because, you know, it's like that is a little slice of hell.
All right. So where we last left off with my beautiful girlfriend, Belinda.
Yes.
The newly Belinda.
Yes.
She had confided in me that she wanted to go to fashion design school.
Yes.
And Joe and Pip thought this was another moment where she was being honest and forthright with me. A moment where she revealed herself to who she was. At least that was the beginning of the tape.
That was the beginning.
By the end of the conversation, like, this dopey bitch wants money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that pretty much where we were?
Essentially, yes.
Yeah, pretty much, because where we left off pretty much was being outraged because she claimed not to know where the school was that she wanted to go to.
That's right. She could not give me the information.
She couldn't give you the information about the school that she so desperately wanted to go to. It's like, what's it called?
It's not like America. We don't have websites and names and buildings and places. And
it's like, oh, no, please.
I didn't think that far ahead when I made up this bullshit. What's with the questions? Can't you just send the money, stupid?
Yeah, really,
that was the other one that would have said that.
Yeah, you're right, Joe.
Yeah, you just said that.
But then she's like, listen, if you don't believe me, it's okay. I get what you're saying. I have to prove myself.
Yeah.
To you. And we said, all right.
Alrighty then.
Let the games begin.
Do it.
January 1st, the beginning of the new year, I am in the Bahamas.
The beginning of the new bullshit.
I say, Happy New Year, Belinda. I hope this year is the best year for you. I go, why did you take down your status on Agnes where you told the truth? I thought the whole lie was coming off Facebook. Remember, she came clean on her Agnes page,
yeah,
apologizing. But then I go check on January 1st, the apology's gone.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It was gone. The page was up. The apology's gone.
Interesting.
She goes, I'm still trying to figure out how to do it. The whole thing will come off pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
I go, fine. I see it. That reminds me of all the deceit from which we started. Please do this for me. Why did you take down the statement where you came clean? She goes, I thought you said we would take it down when everybody had seen it. More so, I will be taking down the whole thing, so no problem. Just need some time to get to the cafe. I meant the whole page, babe. Let's try to turn the page on Agnes.
So what she said is she would take it down when everybody has seen it?
That's not. I told her to take it down when everybody had seen it. I said I want everybody to see it, and she assumed it was up there long enough. But I didn't want the apology coming down. I wanted the page coming down.
Yeah.
I'm fighting crime.
Yeah, not the apology. The apology was the important part. You had the whole page down so that she can't scam anybody else.
I got to work on the book today, which is about her, while sitting next to the Stingray Lagoon, so that was nice. Wish you were here with me, babe. Friday afternoon, my time. Evening, your time. I should have more internet access if you get her chat. Third, how are you doing? I go good. Got some more writing done and been hanging out on the beach some. Today, I saw breasts that I wish I did not. Such are the dangers of beach life. LOL. Remember I saw those terrible breasts?
Mm. I saw breasts that I wish I did not.
There was a stingray pool? That's cool.
I go, good, getting work done, getting ready to do some morning radio right now. So what is going on with you? How's the job search going? Well, I've been to a couple places, but nothing yet. I'm still hanging my hopes on studying the fashion and dressmaking. January 5th. Good morning, hun. Good morning, my dear, she says. Ask how she is. She's good. I'm good, but could be better. She misses me. I go, miss you too, beautiful. She asks how the Bahamas are going. I go, it's going well here. It's beautiful here. It's just hard because I am alone. I go, oh, I wish I was with you. She goes, I go, me too. You would have loved it. Still have one more week if you want to run away with me. Because remember, I invited her to go to the Bahamas with me.
Yeah.
She goes, then I guess you should come for me or invite me.
Come for me.
I will. Well, gladly. I just did. Again! Dice, what are you doing here? I go, I did invite you. She goes, yeah, I know. Due to certain things, you know, beyond my control, I can't. I go, I know. Just as well, I wish you were with me. I might have never left my room. She goes, wow, we could spend the whole day together. I go, unless you did not want to. She goes, of course I would like to. I go, I might be so captivated by having you with me, I might miss my shows. She goes, yeah, I guess it's good I didn't go with you. I go, I wouldn't go that far. I could have more fun with you than a room full of strangers any day of the week. I just don't get paid to entertain you, LOL. Although one day, maybe. Anyway, she goes, well, you never know. Entertaining me would pay more than you can imagine, LOL.
What? What? Wait, what?
Joe just dropped the soda over this.
I know. Wait a minute. What? Entertaining her?
Would pay more than I can imagine.
Oh, she is she offering to pay you for your services?
Wink, I hope wink, so.
Nudge, nudge.
I go, really, what exactly would it pay? She goes, me and you together, alone in the dark room, LOL.
Oh.
Look at Pip. These are the type of shows that Pip likes.
I do.
It
I like
sounds she... sexy. It doesn't... Me, you alone in a dark
room. She's from fucking Africa, not France. What do you want?
I know, but it sounds like, you know, you're waiting to get a light bulb or something, you know?
No, that sounds good.
No, Joe, you are a cretin.
Didn't you ever go to a party and then, you know, the make-out time was when they turned the lights down?
Yeah, but that's...
No, Joe, the make-out time is when they're passed out.
But that sounds... But that's a... With the lights down, but with the lights out...
Yeah,
it just sounds like the
I see what you're saying.
It didn't sound sexy. It didn't sound sexy.
Listen, I don't think English is her first language. You know what? She's doing fine.
All right.
She caught Pip's attention.
Yes, you did.
She did. I did not.
Oh, no, you did not. She did.
I go, I have very fun thoughts in my head right now. She goes, fun thoughts like? I'd start by kissing your eloquent neck.
Goes, eloquent neck?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have an eloquent neck?
She's got a long neck in that picture. Listen, I write porn. I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
Actually, that's the wrong word.
Elegant?
Yeah, elegant.
That's what I meant. I spelled it
wrong.
Shh,
don't say anything. It gets pissed off.
I know.
She goes, then what else would you do? I go, gently kiss your beautiful brown shoulders and run my fingertips along your sides.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, don't stop, hon. Just go on.
Wait a minute.
That was her.
That was her?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hold the fucking phone. I mean, I don't want
to... Drunk. Whatever you...
Hold your junk while I ask a question. You too, Joe. Hold your junk.
He was. He's holding his eloquent junk.
It talks back.
Now that's a good line. Eloquent
junk. His
eloquent
junk.
I took out my
junk.
Eloquent junk.
Your junk can speak?
That would be a great name for a place, like a secondhand store. Eloquent junk. Really? What, man?
I went to business.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.